Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Marandure, good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. How are you doing?
Yeah, busy preparing for the Sabbath.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that it is a preparation day. It is a preparation.
Is.
Yeah, of course, it is a preparation day. Now, I hope that your week has been good, though.
The week has been hectic, but, you know, everything happens for a reason and for a season, and everything's good for us.
Oh yes, indeed. Now, Pastor, each Adventist church is unique in the way they serve their communities and church members, but you'll find some common themes, you know, in most Adventist churches, and this is what we actually want to delve in today. What will the church be like in the end times? What is our distinct identity?
That's a very interesting question that you have just popped up. It's so true. Churches are different in the way they do their things. I think that's also informed with the background to the area, the geographic area or the demographics. So people, they turn out to be different. You go to the low density suburbs, they're definitely different from how it is in high density suburbs. And actually, it's more, almost the opposite of what's happening in the rural areas. Also, the first world countries, second, third world countries, things also, they get to be different as well. But however, here is something that is important for us to understand and to note.
Yeah.
The church will not lose either way, will not lose on its fundamentals. How we apply may be different, but it's still the same principle.
Yeah.
The fundamentals, they'll remain the same, but may have different approach and application. I'll give you a quick example.
Yeah.
If someone is a driver of a car in 1970, and the same person has to drive a 2024 car, the principle is the same, but the systems that is operating may be a bit different. But the principle remains the same. In Africa, you drive to the left. You keep to your left. The steering wheel does not move from where it was, and so is the other sets of gears. But the system may have changed. So is the church. Approaches may be different, but our principles, guided by the fundamental beliefs and our doctrines, will definitely not change.
Ah, beautiful, yeah. Man. Is this the world over?
This is the world over. This is the world over. There is definitely something unique about us wherever you go. We may have different approach, maybe in our worship, in singing. Some have different styles. Some may be dancing. Some may not be dancing. Some, they have an accompaniment of instruments. And some may not have a common mean of instruments. And the order maybe of worship may be a bit different. I saw some churches that starts with the divine service at 9 o'clock. I saw some churches that start their divine service at 11 o'clock. And some, they even do their divine service in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. But however, the principles will remain the same. We believe in the Bible, sola scriptura. We believe in the deity of God. We believe in the soon coming of Jesus, the apocalyptic gospel. We believe that these things will definitely come to an end someday and will be ushered into a new and a different way of life.
Yeah.
So that will not change. That will not change. We will never take away prophecy of the book of Daniel and Revelation. Yeah, you can't be called an Adventist when you don't believe in those things. You can't. We still believe in those inspirations from Ellen G. White. We believe in those ones.
Yeah.
Those councils, they make us unique. The use of the Bible makes us unique on the pulpit. Yeah, someone may choose to read the Bible from their tablet, an iPad, and someone may choose to read the physical Bible. But the verse is still the same.
Now, Now, what would be the role of the church in the last days, particularly?
The role of the church in the last days is clear, according to the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 6 to 7, that believe are our marching orders.
Yes.
We have a clear three angels message that we need to broadcast in any way possible. And I'm glad AWR is doing well, very well, SID. We need to broadcast this.
Yeah, yeah.
In any way possible, we definitely have to let the world know that Jesus is coming again. So our role is basically to prepare people for the soon coming, and also to give a notice to the world that, hey, something is about to happen. This is our major and our primary role expected of us in the last days.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now, how can each of us as individuals, uplift the body of Christ?
To start with, as individuals, we make up what we call the church, the body of Christ. And as individuals, we cannot be working against the church. We cannot be working against the body of Christ. We need to synchronize all that we do to the bigger picture of the body of Christ. We have a mandate, according to Matthew chapter 28, to go ye therefore, as even as individuals, engaged in teaching one-on-one, and try to refrain from doing whatever will bring deity to the image and the body of Christ as individuals in our different perspectives and abode and what we do. We can't be preaching on the pulpit that Jesus is coming again, but as individuals in my workplace, I live exactly the opposite of what we preach on the pulpit. We need to sink the gospel verbally and non-verbally.
Yeah.
What we say, we need also to be seen doing that in simple terms.
Very important, very important. Now, Pastor, as I'm going to be, letting you go, we've spoken about the church through the past couple of days. What are some of the points that you'd like to highlight, to the listeners, something that you feel that this is quite important and cannot be forgotten? Please go through with that as we wrap up.
Thank you so much. So the church is very important as it is the body of Christ. Therefore, we must know that no one owns the church. No one owns his monopoly to the body of Christ. We came to the body of Christ. If we choose to do or live other way, we still live and the body of Christ will remain still going. We found the church moving. And hence, all that we do, let's do everything to the glory of the body of Christ. We can't live a life of proving to be better than others or knowing better than others. I always say, though a pastor, I am still a student of the word of God. I am a member of the church. Where I'm pastoring, my name is there as a member of the church. Before pastor, I am a member. Therefore, I'm not better than anyone. Only Christ is better. Hence, in the metaphor of the body, only Christ is the head with the eyes and the mind. Let Christ think, decide, see where the church ought to go, and I need to follow and support the vision that Christ has. And I'm not better than anyone. The ground is level at the cross. So says the preachers. So this is a very important thing. Never look at yourself better than the body of Christ. For Christ himself will win you out and you'll be left alone, and then you realize it's very cold out there than you thought it was, when you were attached to the body. So that's, I think, what I can say.
Beautiful, beautiful, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being with us during this particular week. Blessings to you. I hope that you have a blessed Sabbath ahead.
Thank you very much, my brother. Enjoy the Sabbath as well. You know, I'm busy trying to make sure the corners of this shirt are as straight as I want them to be. I'm taking it personally.
Yeah, no,
you. I'm speaking to you, I'm making sure corners are not going the other way around.
Otherwise, the saints will may not see heaven.
I tell you, the saints will miss all the verses trying to put straight the corners that some fire could not put in our bees on the radio. You know?
Oh man!
Yeah, I'm taking it personally. You know, that, what can I do?
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, my wife. My wife is camping with the women's ministries. This is our camp somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. So, man, I'm by myself and my children. I said, you guys, don't worry, relax.
Yeah.
I'm going to sort out these things like I used to do before I got married.
Yeah.
I want you to compare.
No. You must see if you still have the skill. Eh?
I have it just like Adam. Adam had the skills, man. I'm just being my Adam.
Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Sabbath, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Sure.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.